Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, SportsByline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates, podcasts, replay on SiriusXM, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It is beautiful out today where I'm at. It's a perfect beach day, but I couldn't go to the beach because I have to be here with you, because Brian Alvarez is not here. Filthy Tom Lawler is also not here. He's in Atlanta. He promises to be a colleague and not a colonizer. I'll get into what he is actually doing down in Atlanta a little bit later on in the show. But to begin, news on the WWE Network, which is in flux right now with its contract running out on Peacock. And where will it go? And wherever it lands, what will the content be uploaded? Because history fans like me are like cringing over the fact that everything that they've converted and posted, there's a really good shot that wherever the network ends up, that stuff won't be there, you know. And then they have so much in the vault that they haven't even touched yet that it just drives me nuts. But wherever it goes, it will not have Germany's West Side Extreme Wrestling on it anymore. WXW is officially off the network as their deal with WWE ended yesterday. It was the last indie on the WWE network. Early on in the network's history, some of you may remember that WWE had plans to offer a tiered WWE network that would have different subscription levels that would have included independent wrestling and possibly live events from those groups, but that plan ended up being scrapped, and instead WXW, Evolve, and Progress all were added as on-demand content. So all of that is now over with. And we'll see what happens with the network. A lot to get into today. We have AEW hopes for a TV deal with WBD. Got updates on that. Got a longtime talented creative from TNA being let go. Plus, all of the TV shows that are coming up this weekend. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. You know, we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. He will be here with you live tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And then Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. Everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date every single day of the year. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts or head on over to WrestlingNews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook. And while you're at it, if you really love pro wrestling, head on over to Patreon.com/MidAtlanticPodcast. You won't be disappointed there. I was not disappointed, but really surprised by going to the front page of the website a little bit before the show and seeing this posted up by our own Joseph Currier. Following his release from WWE, Olympic gold medalist Gable Steveson is pursuing a career in a new sport. And if you were to look at that headline, you would just probably naturally assume, okay, mixed martial arts. Where else is he going to go? How about the Buffalo Bills? At least that's what his agent told ESPN on Friday. The deal is a standard 3-year rookie contract. Steveson, who's got no prior football experience, will attempt to make it as a defensive tackle for the Bills. According to his agent, multiple NFL teams were interested in Steveson. ESPN's Adam Schefter notes that due to his inexperience, Steveson could be a candidate for the Bills' practice squad this season. And they mean it when they say this guy's got no experience whatsoever. Schefter wrote, quote, The 6'1", 275-pound Stevenson is expected to play defensive line, something he hasn't done before in his athletic career. In fact, the first time Stevenson ever put on a pair of cleats was at a recent workout for the Bills, end quote. But Sean McDermott, the Bills head coach, who was a high school wrestling champion himself, wanted Stevenson to play defensive line and believes he's got the potential it takes to make an impact. Football guys tend to love wrestling guys because of the footwork, because of the intensity, because of the toughness, because they don't have a problem bumping heads and going head up with somebody. So there are a lot of very translatable skills for a football player moving over to wrestling, but in most cases, before a guy got to college, they actually had played football before. This is going to be Brock Lesnar played football because that's who he's going to be compared to the most, is going to be Brock, because they both went to the University of Minnesota. They both had time in WWE before they wanted to get into football. And, you know, Brock made it up until one of the very last cuts on that team, but they just, Minnesota Vikings in 2004, I believe it was, just couldn't have they didn't have the time to develop him. They thought it probably was too late for that, but he put on a hell of an effort, but Brock had played before. Carlton Hasselrig is going to be a name that you'll probably hear brought up when it comes to this as well, too, because he's the only guy ever in the history of college to win three Division II and three Division I wrestling titles. It was before in 1990, they changed the rules, but in 87, 88, and 89, he actually won D2 at the University of Pittsburgh Johnstown, moved on, and a lot of people in wrestling wanted him too, but it was just one of those things where he had a line to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that is exactly what he did after winning all of those titles. But again, he had played football in high school before, and he ended up being a huge success for Pittsburgh. He actually made the Pro Bowl in 1992. He played up until 1995. After that, he ended up dabbling in MMA for a little while in Elite XC. I know he was there for a little bit. Unfortunately, died of liver disease in 2020, and ended up, after he passed away, they diagnosed him with CTE afterwards. But, you know, Lesnar and Hasselrig, and there have been a couple of others as well, too, who have tried to make that jump, but never with that amount of inexperience. So that is what, you know, if you were hoping he would go into MMA, there's still a shot for it. But we're also in an age with the NFL, with these practice squads, with the ability to hold talent for a year and be able to pay them and all that. He could end up staying there for a couple of years and actually literally developing on a taxi squad as if it was the early 70s again. TNA Wrestling is a hell of a transition. TNA Wrestling, where Gable Stevenson probably could have been, except they probably can't afford him. And apparently they got a lot of changes going on in creative and when it comes to live events, as one resignation and a couple of layoffs of some others have affected the company. This was posted up to the front page earlier on today by Josh Nason. Dave Meltzer first reported in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter that Robert R.D. Evans had resigned this week, with PW Insider later reporting that the relationship between the de facto head of creative and TNA had, quote, grown strained in recent weeks, end quote, which had left Evans frustrated. I'll just jump in here to say from the report that, as you recall, Scott D'Amore, towards the end of last year, I believe it was, maybe it was early this year, he ended up leaving the company, reportedly tried to buy the company from Anthem, and they turned him down, and apparently they held a meeting with Leonard Asper and with some other management people who were there. I guess there was an airing of the grievances on both sides. It's not like anybody, you know, bolted, you know, because of Scott D'Amore leaving. But we have seen some people after their contracts have run out, like the Motor City Machine Guns and some others who have departed TNA. Another hit for them, at least when it goes on reputation, is PW Insider noting that Dave Sahadi is gone after being laid off. Sahadi was the company's creative director starting in 2019 and also worked for prior TNA ownership for 18 years as a director of their broadcasts. Sahadi also worked as a creative director for WWE in his past. Brian has talked about it on the show. Dave has talked about it on Wrestling Observer Radios. And in fact, you will probably hear anybody that had anything to do with Dave Sahadi tell you how great of a video producer that he was. Sometimes you would watch a TNA broadcast from a couple years ago, a couple more years ago than that, and the video package to introduce the pay-per-view was awesome. The deep voiceover for it, and it was a really cool thing. Well, that's what Sahadi had brought to the table, and apparently he was well-liked for years, and I've never heard anybody say anything terrible about his work or anything like that, but unfortunately for him, he's being laid off. Who's taking over as the lead of creative, and how are the other spots going to be filled is all up in the air right now. PW Insider also reported that the other layoffs in the live events group are part of restructuring efforts, but no specific names were attached, nor a succession plan, and they got to figure out something. TNA's got a bunch of shows coming up. They got a busy schedule through the first weekend of August with several TV tapings, the Against All Odds streaming special, and July Slammiversary pay-per-view. Their next show is 2 weeks away in Chicago, so we'll see what happens there. We'll see how much impact that NXT has with TNA coming soon. According to Shawn Michaels, there are some very exciting announcements on the way. He was interviewed by KTNV Channel 13 in Las Vegas today, doing some PR leading into the show coming up at the Apex in a couple of weeks. But he was asked, should we expect to see more cross-promotion involving NXT and non-WWE promotions in the future? And he said, of course, while it's above him, he's sure that some very exciting announcements are coming soon. Not as fast as these commercials, though. So I'll say, we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, quotes, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Of course, the big boss man, Brian Alvarez, because it is Friday. He is out doing things with his family, and good for him. It's almost summer, though. What's his excuse going to be then? Well, I guess he'll still be doing stuff with his family. I guess not making paper mache heads at school. But if you want more Brian, you know how to do it. You become a member of F4WOnline.com. Only $12.99 a month, $119.99 a year. And credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, if that's your thing. You just go to F4WOnline.com/sign up. Get all the news from the Wrestling Observer newsletter. You get to read it yourself as opposed to having people aggregate it, get a bunch of stuff wrong. No, see things wrong in their original way they're supposed to be, which is some misspellings from Dave and maybe some run-on sentences. I kid. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com. You know what to do. WWE SmackDown is tonight on Fox from inside the MVP Arena in Albany, New York. I wish MVP was back in some form doing something. I'm always greatly entertained by MVP. I wish he was back. I'm happy everybody made it back from Saudi Arabia in one piece, literally. But, you know, no issues on the tarmac. No crazy things happening. Nope. Just Nia Jax coming back as the winner of the Queen of the Ring, and I haven't seen anything updated here before the show. Maybe they've announced some new matches on social media or something like that, but there was not anything really announced match-wise before the show. We got Nia Jax's coronation ceremony. We got WWE Women's Champion Bayley and Piper Niven are probably going to be doing something with each other, considering Niven attacked Bayley after Bayley defeated Chelsea Green in Saudi Arabia last Saturday. So it only makes sense that, you know, Niven and Bayley get into it because you don't have that much time. You only got a couple of weeks before Clash at the Castle. And it only makes sense, too, that Piper Niven is getting the shot at Bayley in Scotland. And makes 100% sense to me. It's like Drew McIntyre getting the shot at Clash at the Castle. Only makes sense. And then Undisputed Universal Champion Cody Rhodes will also be making an appearance. Hopefully, we know what is going to be going on with him and his next title feud. WWE is on the road this weekend as well, if you happen to be in and around the New York State area. On Saturday, they're going to be at the Westchester County Arena in White Plains, New York. And on Sunday, they'll be at the Visions Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton, New York. Ratings news for all of you who like to throw things around. And boy, if you like to throw things back and forth at each other over ratings and over TV things, this is the show for you. Dave has given you a whole lot of ammunition to beat on each other with. I'll get to the ratings first. And I know we mentioned this yesterday. Get into it with a little bit more detail. NXT drew a total audience of 703,000 viewers to USA on Tuesday. That was a 7% increase from their audience the week before of 654,000. I don't know if you can put it all on Sexy Red. I mean, that was the only thing that they had really advertised for the show that was out of the ordinary and anything special. Probably drove up the 18 to 49 year old demographic. That was up 41%, went to a 0.24 this week. So that, along with TNA Knockouts champion Jordan Grace appearing to challenge Roxanne Perez, and All Ego Ethan Page, who looks like he's going to get the next shot at Trick Williams and the NXT title. So, good showing for NXT there. Let's see if they can hold up the next week. Wednesday's AEW Dynamite, 787,000 viewers to TBS. So that's up more than 10% from the week prior, which did 713,000. The 18 to 49 year old demographic was a 0.25, up slightly from last week's 0.24 demo rating. But it's the overall number there that matters as they creep closer to 800,000 again. It was a mix of obviously the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Yes, that has a lot to do with it. But what also had a lot to do with it is you didn't give, in my opinion, people a whole lot of reason to tune in sometimes and or stick with the show throughout. But you have the pay-per-view. You get a fresh start right now. You don't have the NBA playoffs in your way. This is a good time to get your stuff together and try to move forward, move into Forbidden Door, and then move on for the rest of summer, obviously building up into All In and All Out at the end of August and at the beginning of September. There's always a silver lining there. There's always going to be a tomorrow. And with AEW, you know, for some, you know, there is no tomorrow, but there is always a tomorrow, and hopefully they can kind of get some of their stuff straight. You can't blame the NBA anymore, and that's if you're AEW or WWE, because the NBA Finals schedule has been announced now that Dallas has eliminated Minnesota, and Dallas and the Mavericks and the Boston Celtics are now going to play best of seven series. This is when when the games have been announced. Thursday, June 6th, Sunday, June 9th, Wednesday, June 12th, so there's one against AEW, and Friday, June 14th. It's Rampage, who cares? If it goes longer than that, which it invariably will, it's hard for me to believe that Boston is going to sweep Dallas or vice versa, but Monday, June 17th, that's going to be a pivotal game, Game 5. You know, if the series happens to be 3-1, it's going to be a heavily watched game, so that is probably going to smack Raw. But then after that, Thursday, June 20th, and then Sunday, June 23rd. So the NBA has left a clear path here where you cannot complain. And I'm sorry, hockey does not do that well where you can complain about it if you're a wrestling fan. It doesn't work. It wouldn't work if you were WWE. It doesn't work if you're AEW. Nothing to complain about now. Now, moving to some more things that people can argue about. In this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer provided some further insight into the financial terms being discussed in the current AEW and WBD TV rights renewal negotiations, ones that Meltzer reports will make the company profitable if they can get them. Meltzer wrote that the per-year figures are being discussed. Meltzer wrote that the per-year figures being discussed, quote, are said to be considerably more than the estimated $110 million per year or slightly more that would in theory take the company into profitable range. There is talk of figures being between 50% above and as much as nearly double the current number already said to be on the table. The latter figure in particular would open up the potential tens of millions more annually for talent acquisitions and other expansions in the budget. End quote. Both sides are still negotiating as of now. In January of 2020, AEW's existing deal with WBD was extended for 4 years at $175 million total, which included the addition of Rampage. That's why Tony Khan, whenever he says, am I open to doing more shows? Am I open to doing more hours a week? Yeah, if you're paying me to do them. There's a law of diminishing returns. I think we've seen that when it comes to Rampage already. WBD later picked up a one-year extension that will take the relationship through the end of this year. It is assumed that AEW got more money with the addition of Collision last June. Let's hope so. Actually, it doesn't, who cares about who hopes so? As long as Tony Khan is happy with the money that he got or whatever they gave him, maybe it was some magic beans or something like that, I would have held out for cash for another two-hour show. But it's unknown how much they got if they did get any money. The new TV rights negotiations include streaming rights, as Brian talked about earlier on this week, which are currently not available domestically. However, Meltzer stated that the talks are not serious when it comes to an outright purchase of pay-per-view distribution rights like WWE and Peacock with their PLEs, or that UFC has with ESPN. If I was AEW, I think I'd be a little leery of that anyway. I mean, and we're going to get to some pay-per-view numbers in a moment, but you're making $50 a pop. And if WBD already has ownership, which they are reported, rumored to have in AEW, but whether they do or not, you're already getting money from them. To me, I don't know. I don't know. If they're not going to push that issue, I would be glad. I would be glad to have my pay-per-views to be able to distribute and take in 100% of that money. Now, once those shows happen, I do want a carriage deal with WBD that maybe, you know, gets the back catalog of everything up on Max. I think that would be great. But when it comes to the pay-per-views themselves, I don't know. I like the idea of being able to take all of that money. Earlier on this week, Pucks, Matt Belloni, or Bella, I'm not sure how to say his name. I'm going to turn into Brian from earlier on this week. But the Puck newsletter reported that AEW head Tony Khan was disappointed with WBD's initial offer, a statement that AEW denied on the same day. Now, those pay-per-view numbers I was talking about from last Sunday's AEW Double or Nothing, we have some preliminary numbers in, according to Dave Meltzer, who reports that the total estimated buys are in the 133,000 range. I don't care how bad the TV is for AEW. You can set your watch to it. They're going to do between 120 and like 150,000 every single month. And some of that may atrophy a little bit as they continue to put shows on. But I don't know how much. It's not going to be enough where they probably should run shows 12 a year at the very least. Sorry about your wallets, kids, but we'll get in more of this and some other stuff when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live. Step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Okay, real talk. If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Semper VB here with your Wrestling Observer Live. Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez will be back with me on Monday. Jim Valley will be here with you tomorrow. Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Andrew Zarian Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I was saying before the break, Dave Meltzer reported in the newest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, 133,000. That's what they're looking at about right now. He notes the reporting on numbers is a little slow due to Memorial Day weekend. He stated that as of now, TV buys were up 9.5% from April's Dynasty pay-per-view, with the streaming numbers in the U.S. way up and about the same internationally, adding that the TV numbers are way down. So the people ordering through traditional means just falls even further, but they are making that up when it comes to internet buys and other ways to get the show. This time around, you could get it through YouTube. You could get it through YouTube TV, I believe. You could order it directly through there. You could order it just a multitude of ways. So a lot of people did not take the traditional option this time around. A lot of that may also have to do with the fact that some of us were ordering through traditional TV means because the BR app just sucks so bad. That was the entire reason why I would actually go through and order it through traditional means. But if the show ends in that range, Dave notes, it will be down from last year, which did about 140,000 or so. Last year's show did not have Dynasty the month prior, though. So as I mentioned before the break, we're going to continue to see AEW add pay-per-views. And until otherwise stated, noted, shown, they're going to do well, regardless of what the build is, regardless of what you think individually, personally, subjectively about anything that AEW does when it comes to the pay-per-views, which usually artistically deliver, again, subjective, but there is usually enough on a five-hour show to whet enough people's tastes and satisfy them where it is worth your money, whether you like everything or not. Also noted, by Dave in the newsletter, that the gate at the MGM Grand Garden Arena was just under 800,000 on 7,500 paid, 9,000 total. That is down from last year's show at the T-Mobile Arena in the same city, which had a gate nearing 900,000 based on 9,000 paid, 10,500 total. As far as what takes place in the ring for AEW, everything is on the magic of videotape. AEW Rampage is tonight on TNT with matches taped on Wednesday at the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California. No spoilers. You can try to figure these out for yourself. The TNT Title Eliminator series of matches will begin with Konosuke Takeshita taking on Penta El Zero Miedo. Now that would be one that I would say, and I did not look at the spoilers for this. I was just told what the matches were going to be for the show. On paper, it better be Konosuke Takeshita. You had a match on that pay-per-view for absolutely no reason whatsoever. There was no reason to add John Moxley against Konosuke Takeshita. Why? To give Moxley a win? To give him a win over Takeshita? I mean, Takeshita, of those two guys, probably could have used a flossy win. So, like, if you wanted to put on a banger, you should have put on Takeshita beating somebody. But that's just me. Anyway, it's Takeshita against Penta. You can decide on who you think's going to win. Ray Phoenix also wrestles on the show against Isaiah Cassidy. Talked about, like, who the designated guy, if it, is it Commander, is it Rocky Romero right now? Like, the guy who just appears on every show and puts on a good performance and then takes a big old fat L? Isaiah Cassidy. Always entertaining, takes one hell of an ass-whipping, but that's what he does, is takes an ass-whipping. Satnam Singh is going to face Peter Avalon. Kyle O'Reilly against Jordan Cruz. And an AEW World Women's Title Eliminator match between Toni Storm and Viva Van. Then, AEW Collision on Saturday was taped on Thursday night at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs, California. Will Ospreay will make the first defense of the international title that he won last Sunday against Kyle O'Reilly. That is a match that I know I saw as soon as it was put up on the screen on Wednesday that a lot of people were popping for. I mean, it's just, it is one of those matches that I don't think we've ever seen before. I don't think they had crossed paths. I'd have to go deep back looking into Cage Match to see if they had crossed paths in New Japan before, or possibly in Ring of Honor. I don't believe that they have, certainly not one-on-one. So seems to be a lot of people looking forward to that match. Johnny TV takes on Claudio Castagnoli. That sounds like it'll be entertaining. Katsuyori Shibata and Daniel Garcia against the Work Horsemen. Roderick Strong against Leo Rush. How happy I was to see Leo Rush back in the mix. And I know Roderick Strong's probably going to win this match, but damn, I like Leo Rush being back in any... And in fact, I hope he doesn't even sign with AEW. I just like him popping up on shows, whether it be GCW or TNA, or I don't care where it is. In fact, I kind of hope it's in TNA, so he shows up in NXT and we get a match between him and Javon Evans. So if Shawn Michaels wants to do something nice for everybody, put that one together for me. That's going to be my request. Leo Rush against Javon Evans. Thunder Rosa will face AAA's Reina Dorada, and Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty will take on Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs. The Brutuses. The evil combination that turned on Filthy Tom Lawler, broke up Team Filthy. These bastards. The West Coast Wrecking Crew, they're going to get their shine against Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty. And I would say in the easiest match to predict of the night, the Gabe Agony and Brian Cage in a six-man against KM, Danny G, and Danny Rose. Good luck, KM, Danny G, and Danny Rose. FTR is apparently also going to cut a promo alongside Tony Schiavone where they talk about still going after the Elite and still going after the Young Bucks for the AEW World Tag Team title. So I don't know the specifics of things there, but it looks like FTR is still going after the Young Bucks. So New Japan Pro Wrestling, their Dominion show at Osaka Joe Hall next Sunday is coming together. IWGP World Champion Jon Moxley is going to be defending against Evil in a match that I'm absolutely not looking forward to. And now that they've added a stipulation, I'm looking forward to it even less. This is a quote from Evil to New Japan's website. Quote, since this low-life mud show wrestler... Mud show? Low-life mud show wrestler Jon Moxley? That's what Evil... Anyway, what is he listening to over there? Anyway, since this low-life mud show wrestler wants to run away from any kind of a fair fight under IWGP rules, then I have something for him. June 9th in Osaka Joe Hall, a lumberjack match for the title. That way he has no escape. He can talk about gang warfare all he wants, but in all he has in his gang of reprobates is that waste of space Umino, right? I'm not going to go on. This is just a way where we can have a whole lot of House of Torture nonsense in a Jon Moxley match. I guess if we get some surprise appearance. I don't know who we're going to get, though. I'm just assuming. It's not like I think Claudio and Brian Danielson are going over or something like that. You know, that would be nice, I guess. But I would assume it's going to be Shooter and Yuya Uemura and everybody else that's on the roster. This is not a match I'm looking forward to. I'm looking past this to whatever Moxley's going to have coming up. The Best of the Super Juniors 31 finals will take place on that show as well. And Taiji Ishimori defeated Hiromu Takahashi in the main event of tonight's show, or today's show, to finish block play with 14 points. That means the semifinals are set for Monday at Corican Hall. A block first place El Desperado faces B block second place Doki, and B block first place Taiji Ishimori will face B block second place TJP, or A block second place TJP. The finals are going to take place on June 9th at Dominion. Also on that show, the NEVER Openweight title will be on the line, Shingo Takagi against Henare. On paper, I love Shingo Takagi. Pardon me. And either way, I'm fine. I like Henare as a character. He's one of the newer, fresher guys that they have. They've given him a new coat of paint. They put the war paint on him and all that sort of stuff, made him more savage and all that. Like, he's one of those guys, like a Gabe Kidd right now, like several others, where let's go. This would probably be a good thing if he wins this title. What does Shingo need with the NEVER Openweight title anyway? Give Henare that belt and let's see what he can do with it. If he fumbles and fails miserably, you run a million shows all over the place. You run a million shows in conjunction with Rev Pro. You're coming over to the States multiple times this year. You can get that belt off of him. Go ahead, give it to him and see what he can do with it. New Japan World Television title match. Jeff Cobb defends against Tomohiro Ishii. Jeff Cobb needs a big win with that belt. Big Jeff Cobb fan. Give him the win over Ishii. That would make me happy. And the provisional King of Pro Wrestling 2024 championship, Yuya Uemura defends against the Great Okan. There are no winners here. There are none. There's also going to be a four-way to determine the next contender to the IWGP Tag Team and NJPW Strong Tag Team title with Kenta and Chase Owens, El Fantasmo and Hikuleo, Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi, and Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste, the same four teams that they have all of the time. I mentioned earlier on that our own filthy Tom Lawler is in Atlanta to get a check balance. If I'm filthy Tom Lawler, be wary of 2 Chainz. I heard that he lies. But he's there for Battle Riot 6, MLW, Sunday from a sold-out center stage in Atlanta. He is going to be facing off with MLW World Heavyweight Champion Satoshi Kojima. I'm looking forward to that match. I know Filthy is looking forward to that match. I don't know if Kojima is or not. He's just looking forward to the bountiful display of bread that Court Bauer gives him so he can celebrate with muffins and rolls. And as King of Bread, he needs these things to function. And we'll see what happens when he faces off against Filthy Tom Lawler. Also on that show, MLW World Women's Featherweight Champion Janai Kai will face off against Del Miexo. A ritual combat match, Alex Kane with Mr. Thomas in his corner against the former Top Dollar, AJ Francis. And then a 40-man Battle Riot match. There are 12 unannounced participants, I believe, as of now. I'm not going through all of these names, but some of these names. Jimmy Yang, Ernest the Cat Miller, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Bobby Fish, Mystico, Violent J, Ricky Shane Page, Matthew Justice, Bad Dude Tito, Manders, Akira, Regido, and of course, Paul Walter Hauser. A lot of you guys love that dude. The only thing I've seen him in was the Tonya Harding story, and he was very good in that. I know nothing else that he's ever been in. I've never seen anything that he's been in, but he's apparently the biggest wrestling fan in all of Hollywood right now. He's replaced David Arquette. And when you're in a match like that and you're around people like Ricky Shane Page and Matthew Justice and Manders and all that, watch for the light tubes. I don't know if they'll be in the Battle Riot show, but just in general, Paul, watch for the light tubes. Go be back to put a bow on this thing in a little bit. Wrestling Observer Live.
tried to hit me two times with a shotty. Miss me, I dodged both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Semper Vivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. If you could only hear what myself and producer Dom, and not producer Dom, I knew I was going to do that, producer Daniel talk about during the breaks. How dare I slander Daniel's name by comparing him to Dom, who is a reprobate and a terrible human being because he usually sides with Brian Alvarez, who's not here with you. He's not here with you. I'm here with you. I'm always here with you, folks. Like CMLL's weekly Friday night shows, you can count on me. Their Copa Junior VIP 2024 final takes place tonight between Star Junior and Angel De Oro. Satoshi Kojima will be making an appearance on that show as well, teaming up with Okamura to defend the MLW World Tag Team titles against Magia Blanca and Rugido. And if you like the little guys, there is a micro title match with Micro Gemello 1, if I'm saying that correctly, against Shamwell. Shamwell against Micro Gemello 1 for the former Midgets title, now the World Micro title. Game Changer Wrestling also this weekend with two shows from their home base at the Showboat in Atlantic City, and I wish I was there. It's going to be streamed on Triller TV. Tournament of Survival 9 is on Saturday. JCW Jersey Championship Wrestling After Hours 4 will be late night Saturday. That's free on YouTube. And then Cage of Survival 3 on Sunday. There's going to be a gauntlet match to determine a new GCW World Heavyweight Champion as Blake Christian has been stripped of that title by acting general manager Matt Cardona because he is just dropping too many falls in Ring of Honor, apparently, and he went to go work the New Japan Best of the Super Juniors. So that title's off of him. I don't know if they got everything they wanted out of that deal, but that's how it goes. A lot of people thought Matt Cardona was going to win the title, but didn't end up being the case. Biggest match on the show, though, to me, Effie against Mance Warner in the Cage of Survival. I don't want to thank producer Dom. I do want to thank producer Daniel. And I do want to thank video engineer John, who is also here with you every Friday. We're the treason trio here with you on Fridays when all these other schmucks are taking off and bandying about and matriculating at their kids' school. We are here with you. And Jim Valley's going to be here with you tomorrow. Andrew Zarian on Sunday. As always, everybody, be good, and we shall talk to you again after a while.